Fellow Freedom fans, this is David Allen Carmichael back with this Faith and Freedom Show. We're going to go to something that came up in 2006, the Tennessee Constitution. And as I said earlier, we're adjusting our bumpers. So now you're going to hear my official bumper, which I will. Yes. Now, for those of you who want to know, it's in the key of F. See, that's what that is, all right? So this is David Allen Carmichael, a little bit weird, a little bit different. We're going to be talking about the radio guys, and I'm either going to get the right bumper tomorrow, or I'll just have to just enjoy the one that there you got to hear every time. So here we are, David Allen Carmichael, Preservative Talk Radio. Something came up in 2006. Now, here's the question. There's this thing about always submit to the governing authorities. I agree with the governing authority. Now, the tricky part is what if the governing people, the people who are in the power of government, are violating the governing authority? What do you do? Do you turn your plowshare into a sword? Do you speak? Do you stand? Do you do the sit on the front of the bus thing? What do you do? What's your responsibility? It sounds very noble to say, well, you just submit. The word is authority. In America, the king isn't the law. Law is king. The history of American government, and with a Christian worldview, is being that we are accountable to Almighty God for the care of our neighbor. And so we've instituted government to secure life, liberty, and property. Pursuit of happiness is a property right. We've instituted government before Almighty God to protect life, liberty, and property. You know what the police officers job is? To protect your life, your liberty, and your property. It's a very dangerous job because you have dangerous people who want to hurt your life, your liberty, and your property. Tough part is it should not become the police's job to threaten your life, liberty, or property for the sake of lucre. That's what's been happening in Tennessee, as I've just got some anecdotal information. So we want to uphold those police officers who are exercising authority or exercising their power with the proper authority. They are literally ministers of God for our good. That is what their role is. And we need to uphold them and encourage them. And I've met many who have a deep love for God, love for their family, love for their neighbor, love for their community, and are willing to sacrifice their life. Greater love hath no man than this, that he give his life for a friend. So we need to uphold those. Now, the tricky part is when you have that same love for your neighbor, and all of a sudden you get a police officer who doesn't have the same love and is serving a different God. And all of a sudden, you've got enough wherewithal and enough responsibility in your life to where you hold them accountable. Suddenly, you become an upstart. Now, I'm not saying you should just fight City Hall for the sake of doing it. But sometimes, and again, righteousness exalts the nations. Of course, here's another scripture that says, wicked men do not understand justice. You might have wicked people being police officers. They don't understand justice. But those who seek the Lord understand all. You have somebody seeking God's face, understands all, and can graciously, hopefully, correct and encourage each of us, including police officers, to do the things that are right. Here we have a story here. After being stopped for an identification check, show me your papers at the street entrance to public housing and development. One thing I checked here, I checked, well, what authority do they have to say, please give me your insurance papers? I just guessed, without reading the Tennessee statutes, I thought, they don't have authority to tell you, show me your insurance papers. Have I been in a wreck? Even if I was in a wreck, who's to say I didn't have the financial responsibility, if I was at fault, to take cover it, to take care of it? Let's see what Tennessee statutes say. Tennessee's Financial Responsibility Law, effective January 1, 2002, At the time, the driver of motor vehicle is charged with any violation under, you know, the codes, any other ordinance in whatever code, local court, or at the time of an accident for which notice is required under a particular section, the officer will request evidence of financial responsibility. Guess what that doesn't list? Traffic stops. So if an officer asks you for that outside of these instances, authority granted by law, they're being lawless. They're not being ministers of God. They're undermining, usurping the very law that we're each bound to uphold. In the case of an accident for which notice is required under section whatever, the officer will request such evidence from all drivers involved in the accident without regard to apparent or actual fault. Now, that's interesting. So here's a positive law that no matter what, there's no common law offense possibly with somebody. There is, in fact, at this point, somebody say, no, they could be financially responsible and tell the officer, I don't want to show it to you. Is there a moral offense to that? According to the history of law of America, there's no moral offense to that because there may be a fine. Well, the officer says, well, do you realize that under the certain statute when I ask you in this situation, there's actual fine for not disclosing it to me when I ask you. Okay, that's fine. I'll pay the tax. I'll stimulate Tennessee's economy. Okay, so officer gives a little summons for that. Now, it may be that the person has. This is completely hypothetical. But there's no moral offense to choosing to pay the tax. The moral offense would be offending somebody or using an automobile without the wherewithal, the responsibility to take care of any problems that statistically will happen in the use of an automobile over a period of lifetime. Let's go on to read. A person who did not have financial responsibility in effect at the time of being charged with a violation, if they were at fault or did something wrong, shall not have that violation dismissed. Ooh, okay. So if you go into the court and the judge wants to give you a break, this positive law says, no, you can't give them a break if they happen to be somebody who was not financially responsible at the time. See, it's not show me your financial responsibility. The police officers have no authority to do that under Tennessee law. If you know something different about the Tennessee law, can give us a quote. Of course, you can give me a call, 888-248-2046. And let's see, it requires conviction, promptly transmitted to the Department of Safety, blah, 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 blah. Okay, and you can't get your car registration renewed until you show evidence of financial responsibility. Now, guess what? What is evidence of financial responsibility? Is it possible that you could have financial responsibility in Tennessee, according to the law, without having insurance? Yes, it's absolutely true. Under Section 55-12-111 of the Tennessee Positive Code here, self-insured somebody. You could post a bond. There's different things that you can do. I know in different states, you might be a car dealer. Well, you have so many cars on the lot. If you hurt somebody, you sell every one of them and pay the fine or pay the injury. So think about that. Please let me see your driver's license and your insurance. By what authority? Is it wrong? Is it morally wrong for you to tell the officer in Latin, quo warranto? By what authority do you ask that? If somebody wants to search your house, as I was sitting on the break, I was thinking about the Fourth Amendment and warrants and things like that. Let me go to this roadblock kind of thing. There was a defendant charged. He was stopped at identification check. I'm reading from the Tennessee Supreme Court case here. At a street entrance public housing development, charged with driving a suspended license, being a minor in possession of alcohol. Defendant moved to suppress the evidence. They have no evidence. They can't convict you. He said it was unconstitutional seizure. The trial court granted his motion. They appealed it. Let's see what they finally came up to. Under the facts, we answer that the question in the affirmative. We reverse the judgment. Let's see what they said. They said, the Tennessee Supreme Court said, I'm trying to get the bottom line. There's so many words here. Let me summarize. What happened is they said that the police don't have any authority because of the Fourth Amendment. It is unreasonable for the police to just stop people trying to figure out if they can find some crime against them. It's unreasonable. You say, well, that's reasonable. No. Think about what the process is of search and seizure, and there's a reason for it. Remember, there was a commercial that came on just a few minutes ago, and it said they quoted James Madison about if men were angels, there'd be no need for government. Well, he was actually quoting other people. He's quoting Blackstone. He's quoting John Locke. Because men are corrupt, vicious, and degenerate, we have need of separate powers of government, legislative, executive, judicial. So what happens with a warrant, you have somebody having a complaint against you, and they believe they need to seize something from you. Well, instead of taking it upon themselves to be their own judge on their own opinion of whether their search is reasonable or not, they have to go to somebody else in a separate branch of government with different interest. And so when they search your vehicle and take money, the judge doesn't search your vehicle and take money. You'll have to go to a judge and say, "Judge, I want to search this person's vehicle and take money." And the judge will be going like, "Well, you know what? I have your interest in mind, I have the other guy's interest in mind. You're going to have a reasonable cause for me to issue a warrant and give you before two or more witnesses, you as a witness, me as a witness, as the judge, the magistrate, before two or more witnesses, we together agree that somebody needs to go invade this guy's day, interfere with him, seize his driver's license property, seize his time for 15 minutes on the roadside." So there's a principle, because we are a fallen man, that's why there's this warrantless searches are unauthorized. So I'm of the opinion, as I'm reading the law, is that we have ventured well beyond the boundaries that those who frame the government has set up, so that you don't have police officers for their own interest making their own determinations on their own judgment of what is reasonable. In the Bible, in Proverbs, it talks about everybody's man's issue. His cause seems right until it's examined by somebody else. So that comes right out of the Bible. So that's why there shouldn't be any warrantless searches. A single department making a determination of what is reasonable when they want to intrude upon your daily life. Notice in this case that this guy, because they were just pulling him over just to do it, everything they found gets thrown out. It is more important to uphold the larger law, that the principle of protecting that man's life, liberty, and his property is more important than the positive law, the man-made prohibition of being in a car that happens to have an empty beer bottle on the floor. You see, there's a principle of government as a minister of God for our good. Hey, it's appointed man wants to die, then the judgment. He's ultimately going to be held accountable for his beer bottle. Okay? What he did that ultimately, and who knows? He's in my uncle's car. I didn't know there was a beer bottle there. So we don't really know what the deal is with that. If he's telling the truth, hey, it's not his. But if we would just have the freedom to trust God that he has actually allowed our government to be set up in such a way that it keeps checks and balances in the most amazing way in history, that we would actually believe that there is ultimately going to be a judgment, that we should not reach beyond our authority under the guise of police power as if we're doing some absolutely right thing. Crazy stuff. David Allen Carmichael, Preservative Talk Radio. Check me up on the web and give us a call, 888-248-2046. See you tomorrow.